This is a previously recorded episode.
This show is broadcasting live from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. For more information about the show or our network, please visit www.podcastdetroit.com.
Hey, Stace.
Hey, Chels.
How you feeling?
I am feeling every type of emotion right now.
Oh, really?
Listen, our guest just got me all revved up. I was surprised. I was excited. I was thrilled. I was scared. I was surprised. I was educated. And overall, I'm just having a good time.
Yay! I'm so excited. Dave, play that track. Let's get it going.
Chelsea!
How's it going?
It's all right. How
Episode 17.
Oh, I don't have one for... Oh, we can see rated R movies. Ah! We're right? Not...
Right. The following program has been rated R by the Motion Picture Association of
America. Wow. You better talk about it, Dave. In case you forgot what one of the most amazing voices in podcast is, that's Dave, our sound engineer. Hey, Dave!
To Abnan.
Look at how smart Stacey sounds. Just like our sound engineer. I'm like sound guy. What up, sound guy?
He's the guy that runs the switches.
That's the board dude.
He pushed the buttons.
That's the dude with the sliders and the buttons and the clickety clicks.
Oh, he said sliders and I thought burgers. I'm like, wait, there's sliders here too? Our guest brought us brownies.
Our guest brought us vegan brownies.
Oh.
You don't even know. So 2 Mondays ago, Nuri on our show.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Was a horrible human being.
Oh, wow. That's not true.
I saw this.
And brought us.
The vegan gyros.
Gyros.
Oh, how were they? Were they good?
They were sadness.
They were really depressing.
They tasted like despair.
They sound depressing.
They tasted like despair.
They sounded like they're making lifestyle changes.
Yes. And so
and he's bringing everyone
one of our
him.
Listeners went to Tellway and brought us 2 sacks of burgers and saved the day.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
That's a hero right there.
They're like, no, this is not acceptable.
This will not stand.
See, all of the emotions. Like, wait, we're happy you're back. What did you bring us? This is stupid. Someone brought burgers. Like, all of the emotions, I swear. Chels.
Stace.
So, what day was it? Tuesday. I called you. You called me. I forget which one after work.
And
so
we do that a lot,
right? So then you're just like, I have to go. I was like, okay. You hang up. Boom! I get rear-ended.
Oh my gosh!
Penelope's fine.
Yeah, what? That is not what the bell means, Dave. Dirty.
My car, who is named Penelope, who is a wonderful, sturdy, amazing American-made Jeep.
Oh, wow. I have a Jeep, too. I understand.
Yes, Jeep.
I get it.
But yeah, but it wasn't too bad. I stopped at a red light, and so the car in front of me moved up, so I just, like, moved up a little bit. So
and
the guy behind
just
me was just
slammed
like,
on the gas.
Yeah, but it wasn't that bad. Sweetest older man ever.
Was he single?
Listen, no, I don't know.
I don't know. I like older guys. I'm just asking. I'm throwing it out there.
And she's fantastic.
I didn't know. He was like, he had to be like at least 67.
Was he homeless? Because if he's not homeless or on drugs, he's probably not going to be my type.
Really?
Yep. I'm going to be honest.
We're going to pray and lay hands after the show.
Yeah, we might have to. A lot of hand sanitizer, a Brillo pad, and a hose, and we're probably going to be good.
Angie, I will hug you.
Well,
with
we do
my
have the hoe
hands.
Bath in the bathroom.
Oh, there we go.
Which we never really understood why that was there, but it's there.
A hoe bath.
It's like
I was told it was
mops.
Called a bird bath. I just clean your important.
I'm going to be honest. I would much rather be a whore than a slut because whores get paid. Bam. What's up?
Well, you know the difference between a slut and a bitch, right?
Oh God.
Edit.
Sorry, but a slut sleeps with everyone. Uh-huh. Bitch sleeps with everyone except you.
Oh. I still would rather be the whore and make the money. I'm just saying. It is rated R. Less motion.
You said rated R, man, Stacey. You just started this right off.
And I specifically wore an undershirt so you couldn't see cleavage. And my mom was like, well, are they going to see it? I'm like, I don't know. Chelsea and Stacey, they might be into it. I don't know. So maybe I should cover up. And I remember the one time I told my mom, I said, Mom, you know, I'm thinking about being a lesbian. And she just goes, Angie. Your father and I talked about this, and we don't think it's a good idea.
Oh my
so
God.
I just said, like, okay.
We've actually weighed that option out for you.
Yep. They automatically said, we just don't think that's
they
a good idea.
They show up with like a whiteboard with pros and cons on either side of it.
No, they were just like, no, not our daughter. No, we'd rather have you single and alone and be 40 with 25 cats, and it'll be okay.
Can I just make an executive decision? If ever whenever one of us has to be out of town, can we just have her step in?
Yes, I'll just step in and be like, dude, let me tell you about a hot mess my life is.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so we have a little business to get through before we jump right into the...
We already jumped in, Chelsea.
We're in.
I put on floaties and a life jacket, and I said, this is happening.
We're waiting in the deep end.
Oh, see, I didn't know if we could sing because that's copyright.
Oh, no. This is a radio
Podcast
station.
Podcast Detroit is the real.
We can sing
deal.
Everything.
We're licensed
sing.
For anything. Ooh. So if you heard we were playing music, we're licensed for anything we want to play.
Rock on, man. That's
Heck
good.
Yeah.
I better write you a song so we can play.
Oh, I'll write something, baby. You trust
Did you hear our intro?
Yes, yeah, I've heard that. Yeah,
I've heard
that.
No, it's good. I like it.
I sang a part on it.
Yeah.
I was singer too.
This bee said no. Everyone but you.
Oh, that just came back to you real quick. All right, support for Reasons Why I'm Single comes from Thrivent Financial, where faith and finances connect for good. Thrivent helps its members be wise with money and live generously. More than 2.3 million families count people, not families, people count on Thrivent to help them protect their families, strengthen the communities where they live, and work. To learn more about what makes Thrivent unique, contact Don Line or Pat Klenner at 586-773-7596.
Thank you, Thrivent.
We love Thrivent. Thrivent's great.
Thank you.
We're gonna power through all the business just so that we can get to Angie's amazingness.
It's not that exciting.
We lost Stacey for a good 40 seconds there.
Listen, so since she just jumped right in, which we totally appreciate, we have the Robert J. Pickering Award for Playwriting Excellence Award winner with us in the studio today.
Thank you.
Her name is Angie.
Now, is that the one that you can mail away for, like in the back of Mad Magazine?
Actually, I had to make sure that when I submitted it, it was a full frontal photo. And
with clothes on.
Thankfully,
with clothes on.
Thankfully, they accepted it and liked what I had to offer. So there you go.
It was all males.
It's actually a brilliant play. It's really well
Thank
done.
You. Well, yeah, it and is... you did at Chelsea, actually.
What?
I know her. I know. She's amazing. Well, we've worked together a lot on a lot of different things. The very multi-talented Chelsea.
Hi, thanks.
I will tell you. But if you ever look it up on YouTube... We did a stop motion action with Barbie dolls, and you can hear Chelsea for the first act. She did an amazing job. She was Brandy. And when I wrote it, I told Scott who put it together.
Exactly.
I told Scott originally. I said I keep thinking about Chelsea as this part, and he was just like, oh. Well, all right then. I don't think she's that stupid. I go, oh, she can be that stupid. Trust me.
She can play stupid.
I'll make
real
sure
well.
She's that stupid.
I assure
stupid,
you,
so. Dude. I'm a woman. I know how brain dead we can get. It's cool. We got.
We can
I
make
got a
this,
bottle
though.
Of vodka, a Chardonnay, and probably a fifth of Jaeger on. She can be that dumb.
Okay, but the women would be smart and still bring the the quirks.
You have
through.
To be
the men
very
would not.
Smart to be
no.
stupid.
Yeah,
that's
the thing. Yeah, exactly.
Before we jump right into Angie's fab stories, it's time for the
fake name letter of the day.
So, ooh, what is it? What is it?
We're gonna reach into the bowl, Stacey. Reach into the bowl.
Yay, it's my turn.
Fake name letter of the day is when we pick a random letter and we choose that letter to call everyone. Excuse me. Every name in all of our stories will start with that letter to save the shade.
Yes.
We don't want to throw shade around. We don't want to be like, oh my god, can you believe Brittany? She was so weird. And then Brittany listens to this and is like,
right.
Hey.
Just like that. Maybe if you were cool like Dristy, we wouldn't have this problem, Brittany.
Dristy.
I remember Sebastian. Sebastian was that the last one? I
think it
was. And I was like, ooh, Sebastian.
We get
you naughty man. Let me get a whip. All right, so.
What?
So whenever you hear.
Sorry.
Whenever you hear the bell, that's a fake name that we are acknowledging.
Yeah.
Stacey, right. What'd you pull out of the bowl there?
Today's fake name letter of the day is the letter K.
Oh, can you give me some examples?
I can. How about Kathleen?
Mm.
Or Khaled?
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Or Kareem?
Abdul-Jabbar.
You better talk about it.
Basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
I went with my basketball name, which is Kareem Oweet.
Oh, I like it! Oh,
It seems Irish and white. Very, very white.
Yes. Yes.
Well, if you hadn't noticed, I am the king of the Caucasians. So.
Pasty and proud.
Wait, there's kings?
Pasty
I knew there was a hierarchy. But no one would tell me.
That means you are just begging to get eaten. What just happened? Sorry, Stacey.
She's not sorry.
Done.
You know what? You know, that could mean a variety of things.
It could. I mean, I tell Puggy, I have a little dog that is just loving my life, but I always go, Puggy, I love you so much. Mama's going to eat you, and I'm going to hold you, and I'm going to bite you. And then I bite him, and he goes,
See?
He's
exactly.
amazing.
Exactly.
He's the most amazing
Puggy
dog.
Puggy has his own Facebook.
It. He does. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
He's not very active on it. His dad and I, we have joint custody.
Oh.
So we kind of manage, you know, the Facebook
this
page together.
This is extremely true,
you
by the way.
You should get an Instagram.
You know what? You guys are going to just think I'm like the biggest idiot. I do not have a smartphone. I've got an old school flip phone and Instagram. I'm like, Instagram it up.
Stay true.
Dude, I'm keeping it real, man. I'm keeping it real.
And it won't go wrong.
No,
like, you have to call me. Like, call me.
Yeah, call me. People will sit there and be like, oh, you know, Twitter me, do this. And I'm just like, dude, seriously, my phone is from 86.
When she sends you a text, that's commitment.
Right. Yes.
She's pressing that 7. 4 times to get to the yes.
Absolutely. If I'm texting you, I am putting every ounce of energy into that text message.
You have to press 0 twice just to get a space bar.
Totally. Yes. Yes.
They don't know
that
the
is
struggle.
So true. Yes. The struggle is real. So if I'm texting you and you're a guy and you're like, oh man, yeah, this is a long text. If it's more than 2 sentences, dude, you know I'm in. I'm in deep. It's getting in there. You know what I mean?
All right, Angie, tell us, are you single?
I'm totally single. You wonder why? Yeah, totally single.
You're like the most fun person ever.
No, well, okay.
But apparently that backfired once.
It does. Before the show started, we were talking about how a guy said basically I was too funny.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was like, oh, you're just too funny to screw around with him. I'm like, but I can make it feel good. Let's get fries. I mean, I didn't know what to do. You know, and then there have been times too. Now I travel. I'm gone a lot.
Yes,
I mean, you guys
yes.
know I travel. If you want to know what I do,
you and my
asking.
Brother do the same
hey,
thing.
Angie,
what
do you do?
He does it for Kia.
Rock on, really?
Yeah.
See, so
hey, Kia.
There we go.
Real name.
Yeah. So I travel with the auto shows, and I also mm-hmm. do just automotive events during the summer. So you know, it's a good gig.
Thing.
I like it.
Heck,
but we're gone.
Loves it.
Yeah, and I like it because the people I work with are just amazing, because I've always been the type, it's not where you are, but it's who you're with.
Absolutely.
So you can be miserable and it doesn't matter because you've got somebody else just being like, dude, this is jacked up. What are we doing? It's 20 degrees out and we're in the rain. It's cool, man. We're together. We're going to get the fake heroes or whatever it is, vegan food, and we'll eat it and we'll just not use a toothpick. It'll just dissolve. It's fine, you know?
Yes.
I'm gone a lot. I'm gone a lot, so it's hard for me to date. And it's just it is what it is. But I remember we were in a cab, we were sharing a cab, and guy was just like, yeah, you're just too much to do.
That handle. Just means he's not man enough to handle you.
Maybe.
That's what
maybe.
That means.
It's just it's hard.
I'm
it's
gonna
hard
take to my think. Pants off and she's gonna laugh. That's what that means. That's I'm gonna open myself up.
And I'll be like, is that a potato? What is that?
I think I've seen those before, but that's smaller than I'm used to.
Yeah.
Okay, moving forward.
It's a package of cream of wheat. No, go ahead. Sorry.
All right.
Forward.
So we play a game to get to know.
That's my brother.
Oh, hey.
To get to know our guests.
Yes.
It's called Two Truths
and a Lie.
Bum, bum. Yes.
So if you want to give us two truths and a lie, and we will guess which ones are the truth and which one's the lie.
Chels, what's your record looking like?
What am I, 2 for 14?
Think?
Yeah, I'm 2 for 14.
You're 2 for 14.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm real good at this game.
One seventh
okay.
of the right. time, right. she's correct.
Chelsea kind of knows me, though, a little bit.
Oh.
So I tried to find very vague. But,
I like it.
Okay, so.
And you know what? I know a lot of the people on the show, and I'm 2 for 14.
So that's good. All right, I'll take it.
It's hard out here.
All right, so we'll start off with something very easy.
I like it.
Okay, my favorite cake is chocolate cake.
You better preach.
Preach, girl.
Yeah.
You know what's up.
Yeah, girl.
Come on, baby. Come on. What'd you think?
I'm feeling like that's true.
I'm feeling like I really want these brownies.
I say have at them, and they're good.
Dude, they're good.
I believe
Angie's
it.
A really
they're,
good
listen,
cook.
Angie's good.
She's they're vegan. Baker. They're vegan double chocolate. So
did yeah. I tell you that when I went to the Tigers game and they had the dessert cart and I had this 5-layer chocolate
did.
Cake?
Shut
and I
was just up.
Like,
was it good?
Oh, so good. And I was just like, I like my men. Like, I like this cake. And my coworker looked at me and I was like, rich with a lot of layers.
Oh, yeah. See, that's good. Low calorie, high protein.
I could have been angel food. I still would have been down.
Sorry.
All right. Sorry. All right. I'm thinking that one's true. Give me the next one.
Oh, these
right.
are good.
Okay. I will say I have a couple because I came prepared.
I know. She came with like 9, just so everybody knows.
Listen, if you're an award-winning playwright, you don't cared. Play your brown.
I have no problem. I know how to use a sticky pad and a Post-it note, let me tell you.
These are delectable.
I will say
these
this.
These are so good.
Okay, my first auto show job was dressing up like SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh.
Okay.
She's thinking.
I feel
She's
like
thinking.
I need to hear what the last one is before I... Before I go for that one.
Okay. I'm just going to pick one because I had a couple. I'm going to try to keep it semi-PG.
Aww.
I appreciate that. Stacey really appreciates that.
Well, you know, I can bring it up a little bit. Okay. I will say, let's go with something more fun. My favorite date is going out to dinner, but a nice place.
You
These
know
are
what?
All solid.
So I'm going to say, I'm sticking with the first one was true.
Ditto.
I think your favorite cake is chocolate. Okay. I'm going to say that going out to a nice place to eat is false.
That's what I was going to pick.
Because I feel like I could just see you running around in a SpongeBob SquarePants outfit.
Yes.
I'm like physically assaulting people, but being like, it's okay, I'm SpongeBob.
Like it gets grind, you just
She's
hit
like,
them.
It's okay.
Maybe
it's
that's
right,
maybe
I'm
Trump
SpongeBob.
Is just a Disney character. Maybe that's
you
the...
You never know, man. There's a lot of plushies, a lot of characters out there. It's...
Oh, that's real.
It is.
Afraid about them.
It is. Right. It's
So we
messy.
Picked the same one for the lie.
Yeah,
are
I think
we right?
dinner.
So which one was the lie? Did you say?
I think dinner is your favorite
a nice
date.
Place,
a nice
bingo.
Place.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yep.
Although
15.
I am going to say this on the chocolate cake thing. This is what I'm going to say because there's kind of whatever. I love good chocolate cake. Mm-hmm. The only good chocolate cake that I've ever been like, this is just shut up. I'm just, give me the whole thing. I will binge eat this until I'm on the toilet.
Welcome
all
to
night.
My weekend.
I don't care.
Like, what's that kids' movie, Matilda or something? Where
Yeah, where you have to eat the whole cake.
Oh, see, I can do that. I did that one. I did that. I ate an entire cake a couple years ago at the San Diego Auto Show because I had a date with the guy that told me I was too funny to. And. I was so depressed. It was New Year's Eve. Aww. He said we were going to go out, and I'm not a going out kind of person
right.
with large groups because it just gets too crazy. So I'm like, no. We'll go to the Safeway. There's a little grocery store around the corner.
Yes.
So I went and I bought a whole cake and I bought a thing of champagne and I thought, oh, this will be great. Found out he was an alcoholic. So perfectly honest. I mean, obviously that's why I was attracted to him. And he stood me up. And he stood
what?
Me up. Yep, and so I was so depressed. I ate the entire cake by myself with a bottle of champagne. And I had one tiny piece left, and I put it in a to-go cup to get on the plane the next day. And I was standing, because you know us women, man,
oh, yeah.
and I mean it with love.
Yeah.
We get crazy.
Yeah.
And we'll call your ass. We'll call you 90 times. We don't care. We'll be like, you picking up that phone. So I was sitting there in line boarding my Delta flight from San Diego being like, you better pick up, you little cheesy ass. You know, I was like, and I'm eating that cake, and I'm
Is
like,
it
I'm
funny now? Rah, rah, rah. Is it funny now?
Oh, yeah. You know, so, but anyway, so my one exception to the cake rule is I love chocolate cake. I cannot make a chocolate cake for the life of me. And you know I bake all the time.
You do bake
so
all the
if
time.
I had a general, just generic chocolate cake, like whatever, store bought, I would prefer my carrot cake any day of the week.
Yeah,
I make a really good
That's
carrot cake.
My dad's like yeah. number one dessert.
Yeah, she made me good. Peanut butter cake.
I made
cake.
You a peanut butter cake for your birthday
what?
Last year.
So
and
good.
I made you the vegan brownies.
And you made me the
because
vegan
I didn't
brownies.
I didn't bring you a gift because I'm like, I'm going to make you. And she was so cute. Chelsea's so cute. I'm like, well, I know you're vegan, but I make a really good peanut butter cake. And she's like, yeah, bring it. My parents would love it. I'm like, fantastic.
So I know you were at her birthday party.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, and the guy that I brought, what a hot mess that was. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah, I was at your birthday party.
Yes, you
and
were.
And everybody was.
I did not, like, I didn't see, I didn't know you were there.
Yeah, I was wandering around.
Or else,
kinda...
you know, I would have said hello.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, no, I felt awful when she told me that a couple weeks ago. Like, she was there.
No, literally, I walked in and I had this guy with me, which we'll talk about. But everybody was dressed kind of 90s, like clueless and cute and whatever. And we were like, dude, we're just going to grunge it.
Yeah.
Because I'm
like, I had like a crotch. Like, yes. I had a hole in my crotch. I'm like, dude, can you see it? I'm like, I didn't shave. You know, and everyone's like, dude, it's good. Don't worry about it. We got you. You know, I'm tying the flannel around my butt.
That is very grunge.
Yeah. I mean, I was in it, you know. And
to
Brent.
It.
Yeah. And actually, you know, look,
what was his name?
Kano.
Oh,
yeah, right. So Kano was with me.
From Mortal Kombat.
Exactly.
Get over here.
Yes. So Kano was with
Lawless me. Victory.
Absolutely. Sorry, that was a puggy. Puggy, what'd you think of Kano?
Oh, wow.
That's Puggy. So Puggy got along with Kano.
There is no Zool.
There is no Dana.
There is no Dana, only Zool.
So Kano went with me, and we actually dated for about a year. So that was in the middle. Right. That was in the beginning of our dating, you know, aspecting stuff.
Aspecting.
Found out it was messy. Here's the thing. I'm the very understanding type. We're going to get a little R here, but nothing extreme.
I'll put on your muffs.
No. It's good. I've talked to my mom about this. I'm like, Mom, I'm just a very understanding person. So I like somebody that's kind of touchy-feely. Not like disgusting, but just hold my hand, kiss on the cheek. So, you know, embracing of a relationship.
Absolutely.
Okay? And if we don't screw around, I'm good with that. I don't care as long as the affection is there.
Yeah.
So whatever, if you're mentally not there, I get it. If you're worried about stuff, I'm not that type that's like, ooh, we didn't screw around for 3 days. I wonder what's wrong. I wonder, is he cheating on me? I'm cool with it. 8 months. We went 8 months. Mm. And I'm like, okay, he just has some issues. Right. You know, I get it. Maybe it's, you know, whatever. I'm good with it.
No.
Find out later. No, fine, yeah. Find out later. So he went through this complete lack of care, I guess you could say, in the relationship, where he basically just ignored me for an entire week. I was in Philadelphia in 104-degree weather on the hot pavement working 14-hour days, and I text him, and I'm like, dude, I just fainted, and I'm in the EMT tent, and I've got a needle in my arm, which is another story. Reminded to tell you that later. Anyway, I'm like, dude, I've got a needle in my arm. Total lifestyle change. I'm like, I passed out. I'm dehydrated. His reply back was, I'm going to dinner with my sister. I'm glad you're having a good day.
What?
Wow.
What? So I call. I know. You're looking at me like you're crazy. I'm laying on the bed. I pick up the phone. I call my mom.
Like, was he okay?
Okay, Dave.
Was he a sarcastic individual in general?
No. I was thinking the same thing.
So that's, I was, yeah.
Nope. And if he was,
I get misread all the time.
No. Especially in text. But in text, if he was sarcastic, I'd be like, hey, thanks for the care, douchebag. I would have been like, you know, whatever. And I would have laughed and been like, oh, he's trying to cheer me up. That's cool. And I like that. Because I, you know, when I'm like at my lowest, when people are sarcastic with me, I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. Bring it on, Momo. You know, it's like, whatever. But no, he's not. It's just lying. You know, I tell you, we'll talk later.
Yeah,
but anyway, so to me, I was just like, you're just a hot mess, you know. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh. So I call my mom and I call her the Vivian. That's a long story. So I call the Vivian and I'm like, the Vivian.
No, that's not her name.
Kano just sat there and said, you know, well, her name isn't the Vivian.
Oh, but the fake name letter of the day is K.
I know. Well, I know, but it's
that's
like
fine.
Her nickname. But
that's
it's like her nickname.
That's
so
fine.
She's the Vivian to me. Her real name's Margaret. I feel like I need to go sit in the corner. I need to feel like I sit in the corner. But my it's a long story. That's
you're
another
fine,
long story.
You're fine.
So anyway, so I call the Vivian. I'm like, the Vivian. Do you think that's the one thing I've noticed with me? I get needy, and I'm like, am I being needy? Do you think that's wrong? Do you think that was rude of me to think that he should care about me to ask me how I'm doing because I fainted
and I'm
dehydrated and I fell down smack dab on the concrete and I almost broke my nose? Do you think that was needy of me? I shouldn't have asked him for attention, should I? My mom's just like, I don't know, you girls. And I'm like, okay. So I'm laying there.
You gender.
You girls.
Right? I'm like, wait,
and,
no.
Yeah, and so I finally, you know, whatever. So I get on the plane. I go home from Philly and I call my mom and I'm like, hey, Mom, I'm going home, da, da, da. And I said, you know, I'm rethinking this whole Kano situation. Because here's the thing. I go, I really like him, but he's just not, quote, emotionally available. And
that's
Mom,
real.
And I go, Mom, to be honest, he doesn't want to screw around. He doesn't want to, so he's not attracted to me. And I'm okay with that because I just need to know and then I can move on. I don't take it personally.
No, I totally
when the last special
kitty. When you're grown
kitty,
and you're dating, it's just like, listen. This is what I want. This is what I don't want. Yep. This is what it is.
And then you're done.
I'm out.
And then you're done. It's okay. And Special Kitty, the guy previously, a couple times previously.
Hey, Kitty.
Yeah, Special Kitty. Oh, Special Kitty time. He's fun. I'll talk about him in a minute. But anyway, he was attracted.
So that was like Special K, like the cereal, or like Short Bus Helmet?
Kind of in between.
I've never heard it for that.
He really,
I've only heard it for drugs. Special K?
I've heard it for drugs too.
Yeah.
Really? No, I haven't. He was kind of in between, to be honest. The short bus and the drugs. Bless his heart. Yeah. But anyway, with him, I found out after he and I had broken up, he was attracted to I hope this isn't rude to say it like this, very young Asian girls that looked illegal. And so obviously I'm not a 19-year-old or 17-year-old or 14-year-old, to be honest, Asian girl. And that's not what I am. So if you're attracted to that, you're not going to be attracted to me. I'm not taking that personally. So
I asked there's nothing I can do about that.
No, there's not. I'm done. You know, peace out. I got it. I'm going home. Whatever. So I called.
Sayonara.
I won't. Yeah, I will. So when
I black hair dye, giggling behind the hand.
No. Chung Lee. not getting an accent, not getting a breast reduction. I'm just what I am. That's it. The end. You know. So I called the Vivian. I'm like, the Vivian, I'm trying to rethink this. And da 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 da. I go, and he doesn't even like to do anything. And da da. And I go on and on. And I said, I think he's an alcoholic and he's a user and blah blah blah. And I'm going on, and she just goes, well,
exhale.
Angie, I'm going to be honest with you. And I said, okay. And she just said, you're 40. And I said, well,
side note, you don't
which
look
is,
it.
Which, thank you. Yeah, you know what? Which is another thing, because I normally tell people, the side note, I normally tell people I'm actually older than what I am, because then people are like, dude, you look so good for 45. And it's like, hell yeah, I am, because you don't want to be, you're 35. You look like, God, you've been through the tractor and back.
Right.
You know, yeah. So I've been 43 for like 6 years, and I'm turning 40 on Saturday.
For the longest time. Seriously, for the longest time ever since I got my aesthetics license, people don't want to hear advice from somebody in their 20s. So for the longest time, I've been 33 at work. So then when I'm in like my real life and somebody's like, oh, how old are you? I'm like, oh, I'm 33. I'm like, wait, no, that's a lie. I'm 29.
And a lie.
No, but people don't realize, though, it's not the number of years. You know, it's the experiences that
you've
had.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously you can, we could get on that forever. But anyway, so I'll just go back really quick to the story of Kano. So my mom just,
it's not done yet.
No. So she just did the sigh. And this is what she told me. She goes, well, Angie, you're 40. And I said, well, yeah, close. And she just said, and how old is Kano? Ding. Or no. Okay, there we go.
She is a director.
And I said,
I was eating your delicious brownie, and I was like, oh, what's wrong?
I'm really happy
there's
right now.
There's nothing in the brownies. I swear there's nothing in
there's
the brownies.
There's nothing in the brownies. There's
vegan.
Nothing in the brownies.
But anyway,
that's
and she
a story,
just,
by
well,
the way.
Well, how, now, so how old's Kano? And I said, oh, he's 49. And she just goes, well, Angie, I'm going to be honest with you. And I hate, now, remember, my mom's been married for 45 years. And she just goes, that's what's out there. And to be honest, at your age, that's what you're going to expect.
No!
And then she says, and Angie, I mean, I hate to tell you this, but he's got a really good head of hair, and you're not going to be able to find that. So, literally, I'm not kidding. I know, the look of,
lower
disgust.
Lower your expectations,
and,
be happy he has hair to brush.
Yes.
First of all, half of our friends tell us this. They're just like, well, you just have high expectations. I'm
you're
like, no, can
picky.
I be happy?
You're just too picky.
And with me, but see, that's the thing. Like I said, with me, I mean, if you're a drug addict, if you're homeless, I'm your girl. I mean, I was driving through, I live in Pontiac. I was driving through Pontiac, and literally, I was talking to my girlfriend on the phone. I was talking to Anne-Marie, and we were just joking about a friend of ours that would pick up anybody. That she's like, ooh, that's a good looking man. I'm like, oh, he has two teeth and he's living under a bridge. Perfect. You know? And I'm driving
he
and
has
I
a
looked
great
over.
View of the city.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, look, check out
he
this
lives
view.
A mobile lifestyle.
Yes. He's
what
very
was it
transient.
Called?
Hobo?
Mobile lifestyle. Oh, mobile. A hobo sexual.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that. Mm-hmm. I've seen that going on. And that's kind of what I have going on. Not just with the animals, but with the people too. So I looked over and I'm driving. I go, Anne-Marie, oh my gosh, I just saw the hottest guy. And she goes, Angie, you're driving through Pontiac. And I said, I know, and he was walking under the bridge. Oh. Do you think he was homeless? Angie, don't do it. I'm like, all right, don't pull over. It's not a stray dog. I'm like, but he was really cute. All the dogs are cute until they attack your foot. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
That is...
So,
first of all, can I just say your support system keeps it real?
I feel like your mom and my mom would have been really good friends.
Oh, my mom's amazing.
Because my mom pulled me into the sunroom once after she made me bring somebody over for dinner.
Yeah.
And as she sat there smoking her cigarette, like she always
did. That's my mom! Yeah, totally.
And she said, I get the David.
It's a part of it, though. It totally
is. Oh, it is.
It's just sex, right? You don't really love this girl?
That's what I'm talking about. That's pure love. And my dad.
That's not love.
No, that's great. That's great. Because my dad will sit there and we'll talk about.
Oh, you meant
like,
the mother's love.
The mother's love.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, but like. No, exactly. But see, I'll talk to, like, my dad denounces people. Like, he denounces. Like, I'll sit there and I'll talk about Cocaine Bob. And he'll sit there and go, well, you didn't, Angie, you didn't really date Bob. And then the Vivian will sit there and she'll go, Dean, no, she dated him. No. They were just friends. Dean. Yes, they did. They were dating.
Let me leave the fantasy in my mind that my daughter was not involved with someone named Cocaine Bob.
Yeah, exactly. Denouncing it. Totally. Well, you know, that's the thing. And my dad, I love my dad for this because, again, he keeps it real. This is my dad for you, and I love him to death. Dad, so let me ask you a question. Do you think, really, that there's somebody out there for me? Do you really think that?
God.
This is, and my mom was there for the conversation. She goes, "Well, Angie, I would hope that there's somebody out there for you. It's just
your mom went and got popcorn. Was like, this is going to be a good conversation.
She goes, Angie, answer her, Dean.
She goes, Angie, I think there. I would like to think that there's somebody out there for both of my daughters. And I'm like, okay, Dad. Yes, my mom left to go have a cigarette on the porch. My dad looked at me and he goes. Don't think so, kid. All right, Dad, thanks. And I just looked at him and I go, really? Yeah, I mean, Angie, I'm going to be honest. Some people are meant to be with people, and I don't think you're meant to be with anybody.
Oh, that's not true, because every, skeeve that I've ever met, especially, all of, the gross pigs that I've ever worked with, those are the ones that are always attracted to me for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But similar to you, how it's just like, you know, oh, you just believe for the best in people. Yep. Oh, I'm understanding. Oh, I just want to be a nice person and be a friend.
You rationalize.
I know. I was waiting for you to say it. I know. Mommy gets angry.
Yeah.
And, there's this one guy just totally gross and all this other stuff, and he would just make these really just crude passes. I'm like, this is unacceptable. And then come to find out, over a year later, he's married. And I just go, are you serious? Because my one coworker / mentor, he was there and he was the one that told me. I just went, well, thank God. He said, what do you mean, thank God? I'm like, well, if God can get someone for that pig, I am going to be a piece of
then
cake.
You will be just fine.
A piece of chocolate.
You better
top layer.
Them. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Moist when it's right for every single bite.
Now, see, I'll tell you, she's a cake woman, and I like cake people because cakes are real. If you have a cupcake that looks good and you bite into it, it usually tastes like chalky. Yeah. You know, be real. Be a cake, man. Get into those layers. Tear it in. You know what I'm saying? Nail that.
Listen, when it's time for me to get married, I'm going to go through premarital counseling at my church, and then I'm going to hit up Angie. She's just going to put it all out there.
Talk to my dad. Talk to my mom. Talk to the Vivian. Talk to my dad, and they'll just be like, well, my dad's biggest thing is I love my dad for this, is he always says, well, you know, a good husband or a good wife is a blessing from God. And I look at him and I go, I believe in God. Yeah, but you're not blessed. All right. Thank you, Dad.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. I love you so much. My parents are the best. Yeah.
Hashtag not blessed.
So I know. That's something. I feel like that's a little bit. That's 85% of what my dad would say. He'd be doesn't look like it.
I don't know, kid.
But does he believe in you?
See, no. Yes. I feel like I would never put that question to my parents. And do you really think there's somebody out there for me?
Mine have found out so much about me because of the show. They're like, you've made out with
Oh my gosh. And see, my parents are my best friends. Literally, which sounds like, oh my gosh, she's just never left the house. No, that's not true. But my parents are absolutely amazing. There's nothing.
Clearly, if you refer to people as Cocaine Bob with them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they're like, oh man, what's up? And literally, my story about Special Kitty, I called my mom. Okay, let me talk about Special Kitty so that
let's
you understand why I'm
yes,
close
let's
with
do
my
it.
Parents.
I know, if we don't do
There's
first
always,
impressions, I'm okay
I'm
with
fine
it
with
because
it.
I'm
yeah.
having.
Oh, sorry.
No,
I'm
no,
totally
you keep
totally
going.
Screwing
you?
Up the format.
No,
Angie, Angie, going. You keep going.
I'm
going
to go. Okay, so this is how close I am with my parents, because literally I've called my mom in bathrooms going, Mom, I think I should have shaved last night, you know, and she'll just sit there and go, oh, okay, you know, ha, ha, ha. Well, make sure you brush your teeth. Your father and I are having pot roast. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. They don't care. They're good. I'm like, okay.
I love them.
My parents are fantastic. Oh, yeah. 2 o'clock in the morning. They're good. They're up late. So especially if I'm on a date, they'll actually wait up so that I call them to tell them how it went, which I don't go on dates often.
Right.
But when I do, they're like, oh, we just want to know how it went. They'll even text my mom. She has a flip phone. So that's the commitment right there.
Yes.
She's texting on the flip phone being like, are you okay? Are your clothes on? Yes, mother, they're on. Nothing happened.
See, I just get the praying for you from my mother.
Oh, yeah. No. My mom's like, my fingers are crossed. This is the one. He's got hair. Let's go. You know, so woohoo.
Man.
So I went on this date. So I dated this guy actually for a couple.
What was his name?
Oh, you know what? We're going to call him Kale because that is absolutely perfect. So Kale was... Okay, so this is why we call him Special Kitty. So I knew Kale actually for a couple of years.
So,
okay,
so do you know before like the super hipster vegan thing happened, and kale became a thing?
I did have a kale salad for dinner.
Do you know what who the number one consumer of kale was?
Cows.
Pizza Hut.
What? Shut up!
It was the garnish on their
what? Oh yeah, yeah. On their
salad
their
bar.
Salad bar. Their buffet bar. Yeah.
Whoa!
That is amazing.
Today I learned.
Kale.
You have no idea what I've learned. I have pages of things that I have learned
today. Oh, my gosh.
I feel like you have notes and possibly some homework and studying.
Listen, there's like so many ones that aren't cut that way. They look like what?
Let's
you can
make
do tricks
happen.
With them.
That is so cool.
Lipstick.
I had no idea. But how
today, Stacey learned about puppet shows.
Yes.
We can't tell them that.
Hey, puppet shows, babushkas.
Sponsored by Ruppets.
Well, you know. Life goes on.
We love her. She was great.
We're going to have to make sure she knows to listen to this show.
Yeah. So lame story. But
so Kale.
I've known Kale for years. Okay. And we'd like Facebooked, messaged each other. And we had something in common because we both had alcoholic siblings.
Okay.
So, not trying to bring it down, but I don't drink a lot. I have alcoholism on both sides of my families. I had family members die from liver cirrhosis. I had an ex-boyfriend who I honestly thought this is a man I could spend the rest of my life with. And he drank himself to death on the side of a mountain. Yeah,
good.
So I've had I traditionally don't really drink. So it's funny that I always seek out guys that are alcoholics or drug addicts like Cook and Bob.
You're like the female Captain Save-A-Ho.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, I feel like, you have a problem, you have a hurt foot, you don't have a home.
You.
I can fix you. I like projects.
I will try to fix you.
Oh, yeah. Coldplay, what's up? And so my mom even said before, she's like, thank God you moved to Pontiac in that old house. Now you've got something to do instead of trying to fix people. You're going to fix your house. She was like, you can't live inside a man.
Oh, well, my God.
Not until I'm married.
But a man could
live inside
of me.
Oh, no. That's inside of me. I know. There it is.
I know. Edit.
Hashtag marriage.
Edit. Hashtag edit.
We're going to leave them all in and just create
just
the hashtag edit.
Just hashtag edit.
Hashtag edit Dave.
So, So Kale and I had known each other on and off on Facebook, you know, and then we finally kind of met at a bar talking at a film festival. And he's like, we should go out. I'm like, dude, yeah, let's rock on, you know. So we'd gone out on a couple of dates.
Nice.
He's kind of well known in the area.
Oh.
So, you know, whatever. So I thought, well, here's a professional who doesn't appear to be a drug addict, which he wasn't.
Okay.
Wasn't an alcoholic, which he wasn't. I actually think, and this is not to be rude or mean to anybody at all, because it's going to sound kind of crude when I say it like this. I think he actually had undiagnosed Asperger's.
Oh, okay.
Because and that's not. That's not a thing. But
I'm like one half of a chromosome tweak away from being Sheldon, so I totally get it.
So you get it, yeah. And just socially awkward.
I've always had the theory that Kanye is autistic, and everyone got mad at me for it. That's always been my theory.
But you know, it's not like it's a bad thing. It's a certain kind of – and when we would get together, he would put his arms around me, and he would move me like his mother would have guided him when he was younger. Like, we're going to go over here. And so, long story short,
Is that
wrong? No. And there's nothing, great guy, but he was very strange. And my mom even told me, she's like, I think you're with that Kale, that Special Kitty guy. I'll tell you why he was Special Kitty in a minute. She's like, I think you're with Special Kitty just because he's something to write about. And I'm like, yep, he's going to end up in a play. I can guarantee it.
She's an award winner.
That's why I keep these guys around. I'm like, hey, it's material.
It's all about life experiences.
It is. It really is. And writers write about what they know or what they wish they could know. So him and I...
I'm going to write about sex.
if you need any research, you just let me know.
Once again, premarital counseling.
Come on over. I'll hook it up.
What do I do with my legs?
Well, and then we can talk to Chelsea. She's the esthetician. Make sure that they're shaved. Yeah, you know,
right?
So
that's right.
Or you can wax them.
Yeah. Pick out a nice graphic design. You know, anyway,
the Death Star.
Puggy would love that. Ooh, that would be kind of creepy. So let's take that out. Edit. Special Kitty and I, we were out. We were out on a date, and we'd been out. We'd gone to a bar. I didn't drink. He had like one drink. It wasn't a big deal. And we ended up at Meijer. Meijer is, of course, a fantastic 24-hour superstore.
Oh, yeah. You can find cute guys there.
Yeah. I have been on dates in college where we just walked around Meijer and and all that stuff.
You just don't know what's going to happen, especially if you're hanging out like the alternative milk section, because you're like, that guy's kind of cute. Is he vegan? Is he not vegan? And then you see he's got a pot
roast. Or
is
he really enthralled by something called nut juice?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. When you look at all the different nut juices, and I'm not even kidding, it's you've got a lot of variety. Unsweetened, sweetened.
Oh, yeah.
Vanilla.
Pulp, extra pulp. Pineapple. Honey. There's honey-derived items.
I like the way you say honey.
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 So anyway, so Special Kitty and I, we were at Meijer, and he's like, I really want to get ice cream. And I love ice cream. So I'm like, oh, dude, yeah.
It goes great on cake.
And it does. But you know what? My favorite, not that y'all care, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
I care.
Meijer, okay, slow churned, the low fat, chocolate Moose Tracks.
No, chocolate Moose Tracks.
In my belly. I nailed that all night long.
I just got like really deep because it was that important.
And it's
Chelsea just went all Barry White about ice cream.
Chocolate pie.
And it's on sale this week, 2 for $5.
Oh my God.
So I'm just going to hook that up tonight.
I can't eat it, but I can watch you eat it and remember.
But it's so good. It's so good. Oh my gosh.
I just want to tape you eating ice cream.
I know.
I'm sorry. So you guys were at Meijer.
I'm thinking about it. Makes me feel good. Anyway, so he wanted Superman. He wanted Superman ice cream.
You know, and, I have respect for that. I like Superman
ice
cream. Dude,
it's solid. It's solid. And so, but
I've only had it once in my life.
I wasn't impressed. I wasn't impressed, but it's solid for everybody else. Like, I get it, but I'm like, dude, give me the Moose Tracks and I'll just nail this up. You know? So anyway, close case. Anyhow, so we're walking around and Meijer had a sale. They were having an ice cream sale.
Meijer.
You know what's going on.
God bless
so,
Meijer.
You know, and it's like 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm like, dude, and we all walk up and down. I'm like, oh man, there's no Superman. And I'm standing there and I had a cute little cocktail. Now, you know, you guys know me. I do not really dress up, but I have to for work. So when I'm not at work, God knows it is just the struggle is real to put on a bra.
That's
you know
real.
What I mean?
No.
It's like, and my mom's the same way. I mean, I've called her before. I'm like, hey, mom, you know, I'm going to go to Walmart. I know, don't even. I'm like, I got to go to Walmart. You want to go with me? I'm going to go to the one in Highland. You know what? I don't know. Your father's here. Then I have to put on a bra. I don't feel like getting into all that.
Right?
And that's
it's
just
the
how
truth. No, there's
that
an episode
women.
Of New Girl, and she lost her job, and she goes, I don't know. I'm happy without being, you know, at work. She goes, my boobs don't have to go to boob jail every day.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And, you know, and it's just, it's not the same without an underwire.
Oh, God.
Right?
You know, so it's
that
like,
so
you know,
true.
Yeah. And when you find a bra that fits, they always discontinued anyway. Mm-hmm. You know?
Thanks,
so,
Victoria's Secret.
Exactly. And see, I'm cheap, so I buy Hanes. I actually had to buy them.
No, they're so
online.
Comfy.
Yeah, I actually had to buy mine online, and I had a friend that I work with look at me, and he goes, man, Angie, I don't know what happened, but that bra, it's your boobs look, yeah.
Things are happening. Like, it's good.
Thanks. Yeah, and that's like one of the guys I work with. I jokingly call him my work husband. So
what's
when
your work husband's name?
We'll call him Kingston.
Oh.
And actually, that fits him quite well, Kingston.
Oh, good.
He's amazing. I love him to death, you know. And he would be my type, but he's just too OCD, so I would never go there. But anyway, so Special Kitty and I were walking around Meijer, big ice cream sale, no Superman ice cream.
Blasphemy.
And he throws his hands up like this, for those of you listening.
It says Yayo.
He puts his hands up on his head like two cat ears, and he goes, sad kitty. I go, what? Now, remember, I'm in this little black cocktail dress, little heels, boobs up, makeup, hair, the whole thing.
Did his ears droop?
Yes. And I looked at him, and I've got my little grocery cart on my arm, my little basket, and I go, no. And I'm standing there with my knees kind of tucked in. I go, no, no. My hands are up. No, be happy, kitty. Please, please be happy, kitty. Please, Kano, be happy, kitty, for Mama. And I was like, I just said, for Mama. And he goes, oh, and he wears glasses, and he goes, oh, snap.
What?
And I'm like, okay. So literally, I'm like, dude, well, we can go to another Meyer. Sad kitty.
No!
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is getting bad. And I'm like, dude, we can make Superman. No. And I looked at him. I go, dude, there's Scoop-A-Man. There's the no-brand Scoop-A-Man. Right. Let's get Scoop-A-Man.
With the ears. He puts the ears up.
Did he ever take his hands down, or does he just keep them up?
No, he kept them up the whole time. And I'm like, dude, he's 42 years old, and I'm like, this is, as my mother would say, that's what's out there. And he had hair, but it wasn't that good. Aww. So I'm like, okay, all right, great.
See, nah, that's on the checklist.
So it was a hot mess. So anyway, I got my ice cream. We went back to his apartment. And he's like, so, and he has this little cat
about
that he loves.
About that mama thing.
Yeah, I know. I was like, please be happy kitty for Mama. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm talking to Puggy or one of the cats or somebody that I'm a pedophile now. It was kind of creepy. So we went back to his apartment, and I was just like, wow, this, you know, this could get kind of crazy. He has a cat that he absolutely loves and adores. And the cat always seems happy, so everybody's good. But he comes up to me, and he kisses me, and he would do this. He'd kiss me on the cheek, and then he would point his finger at me, and he'd go, that's for you. And I would be like, okay. And he would do that all the time. And one day I finally got stressed out, and I was like, well, yeah, who the hell do you think it would be for? My mother? And he goes, well, maybe one day. What is that? So, but yet I stayed with him because I was just kind of curious what was going to happen with Special Kitty. So that night, after the My Room, went back to the apartment. Special Kitty. Went back to the apartment, and he comes up to me, and he goes, and he does this little thing with his finger, and he goes, so.
Ooh. Oh, he's scratching your
She's
arm?
Scratching my forearm with her index finger.
And just the index would go, finger. Feel like special kitty time?
No.
And
that is how you would treat a cat, though.
Special kitty time? Sexy kitty time.
Is that going to get anybody anywhere ever? Like hey, Dave? We need to record a couple shows next week.
You know who you sound like? What's his face from Office Space? I'm going to burn the place
Milton.
Down.
Yes!
He took my stapler.
I believe my stapler.
Why do they put him in the basement? I was PMSing when I saw that movie. I'm like, why do they put Milton in the basement?
I know. I always feel so bad for him. Right. Even when he ends up on the island, you're like, that poor guy, he just can't get a break. He just wants his drink.
He just wants to play his music.
That's all he wants.
I was told I could listen to my music at a reasonable volume.
He is so sweet.
That's somebody I would date. Anyway,
see, you and me both, because I've done that before.
He's got issues.
Oh, I feel bad for them. They could use an upper.
Oh, yeah. See, we're the pill. We're like, dude, we can make your life happy.
Right?
We can make you feel good. Just touch me.
For Jimmy.
You
know? Okay, I didn't say that much.
Well, I did. Well,
we went right into Rocky Horror. Touch me.
Hold hands.
Yeah. So Special Kitty, I use it. Sexy kitty time.
Sexy.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. So now so it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, and he's like, oh, I'm gonna wait for you in the bedroom. Okay.
See,
I'm like, okay.
This is where my mind goes. All I can think is that's the voice he's gonna use like during, and he's just gonna be like, that's good.
Yeah, I was already there when she did the he guided her where he wanted her to be in the restaurant.
Over there. Right
I was already
right
there.
Here. So he goes into the bedroom, and I'm like, oh my god, this is gonna be so crazy. Oh my god, I can't wait. So then oh no, are we doing a time?
Okay.
All right. So then I go, oh my gosh. So I run to the bathroom and I call my mom. I'm like, the Vivian. And it's like, you know, close to like,
because girls
like
run into the bathroom and they call.
We run into the bathroom
we
go pee.
Right.
That's what we do. We go pee, we floss our teeth or pick our nose, whatever it is.
We're totally
in
looking
the way.
Through your medicine cabinet if it's your house, too.
Well, see, I never do because it's like, you know what? You got enough issues. I already know what they probably are if I'm attracted to. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm done. I already know. You know, if you've got meth, if you've got a crack pipe, I've seen it. I know. That's why I liked it. So I'm like, whatever. So I run to the bathroom and I call the Vivian. I'm like, the Vivian. Oh my gosh, Special Kitty and I think are going to like do something. And she goes, oh God.
Dean,
all right. Well,
Dean.
She just goes, well,
wake up.
She goes, well, just good luck. I don't know what. She goes, I don't know what to say about that. I go, well, I'll let you know. And she goes, all right. Well, keep your father and I posted. I go, all right. I know. So she's like, okay.
Happy kitty.
So, So I get done. I do whatever, you know. I didn't
you prep
shave.
Yourself.
Whatever.
As best as you can.
I know, and sometimes I feel like it's you know, when guys go down there, it's like they're throwing up breadcrumbs. They got to find their way out, you know. But I was like, it's okay. Oh my God, edit. I'm so sorry. No, so anyway, I go into the hallway, and he's got the door kind of cracked open, and there's a little light shining, and I'm standing there, and I'm like, oh my God, this is. I don't know what to think. Ah, Happy Kitty.
Happy Kitty.
So I'm standing there, and I kind of open it, and he's standing on the other side of the bed, and he's wearing a T-shirt, like an Evil Dead T-shirt, and a pair of boxers, and he goes, and he pats the bed, and he goes, have a seat.
Here. Mm-hmm. Here. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Have a seat. And I'm like, oh, my God. Okay. So I walk in, and I sit down. I just sit down, like, really kind of, for lack of better wording, kind of erect, like, just, like, up.
Right.
I don't. You know, like I
very
you know,
proper,
fine, straight.
Very, very just like straight up. And honestly, the only word I could think of was erect, like very straight, yeah. Very stiff. Like I don't know what's going to happen.
Like the Washington then, Monument.
Yes, absolutely. Almost stone-like. I was stoic. So I'm sitting there like, oh my gosh. And then he goes, just lay down. And he does this little sweeping motion with his hand. He goes,
lay down. Go,
lay, can you lay down? And I'm like,
waiting for it puts the lotion on its skin.
And see, I didn't know what was going to happen. So I'm laying there, and I'm literally laying there with my mouth open and my legs spread because I'm like, he's going to use a hole, and I don't know what one. And I'm like, okay. And I'm doing this. I've got my tongue out, my eyes closed. I'm just like, ah. And he's like, are you ready?
Oh,
my God. And I'm like, And all I'm thinking of is Puggy would not approve.
Or Jesus.
So I'm laying there. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And then he goes, Are you ready? And I'm like, And he just goes, bam. And he turns on this celestial planetary light that has.
Like
that
the stars
has,
on the ceiling?
Yes. And it has a whoosh,
what was it called in elementary
whoosh,
school?
Whoosh, the planetarium.
Star lamp. Like the whoosh. Star lamp.
Yeah, it's a star lamp, and it has womb noises, and it's whoosh, 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 whoosh. And he looks at me and goes, my dad gave it to me for Christmas. Chicks dig it.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh my God.
And I look at him, and I go, Okay. I'm thinking I'm going to end up dead in the basement. And then I go, okay, sounds good. And he goes, are you ready for number two? And I'm like,
what?
I'm like, I don't know what number two is.
Is it another solar system?
I don't know. So I'm laying there like, oh my God, what hole? And I'm thinking there's something's going to happen.
It's Uranus.
I know. So I'm laying there. And he goes, close your eyes.
Oh, no. I feel like I need to be very aware for this.
I know. And I was just like, dude, where's my cell phone, you know? It's from the 80s, but it's still charged.
I need to text my mom.
But it's going to take
me 7 minutes.
It's just going to be star dot, star dot, star dot. Oh, my gosh. Where's Angie?
I just want it noted for the record. I literally have no words.
Okay.
At this point. I've been trying to articulate something for the better part of the last
3 minutes. Yeah, it's a mess. It's a hot mess. So I'm laying there and I'm just like, okay. And then he goes, close your eyes. I'm like, okay. So I close my eyes, and next thing I know, he goes, are you ready?
Okay.
And I'm at that point, I'm like you. I'm just like, okay. And he goes, bam. And he turns on a glow-in-the-dark moon on the wall. And I'm like,
like,
oh, that's...
Wait, at this point, you just want to be like, what does sex mean for you?
I looked at him and I go, that is really something.
Did you ever actually say, did anyone ever actually say, you know, oh, like, are we going to have sex?
No.
Okay.
I kind of assume when he's like, do you want to have sexy kitty time?
Well,
I'm like, rock on.
He's down to a T-shirt and boxers.
Right.
Right.
And oh, I like that.
Yeah. He was wearing an Evil Dead shirt and boxers.
Shirt.
So I'm like, dude, rock on. That's cool, you know.
I was in the corner.
Whatever. So, yeah, it's okay. She was having a seizure in the corner. So I looked at him and I'm like, oh no, that's something. And he goes, are you ready for sexy kitty time? And I'm like,
I was ready when you asked me the first
time. I have my guess for the third one.
I'm like, So I'm like, yeah, let's do it. But this is what happened. And it's kind of like he goes, all right. And he climbs into bed. He puts his arm around me. He, that's for you. And I go, okay. And he goes to sleep. Then, yeah, so that was it. That was it. Build up for that. And then the next weekend, we actually tried to have some type of fornication.
And my mom says that.
Yeah, that's the clinical term because that's kind of what it was. And I remember thinking, okay, so we... So this was his remark.
So there were no happy kitties?
What
you don't know is there was like a clinical book describing what needed to be done above your head during that. And
yeah.
So he's just like, turns the page.
Yep.
Oh, well, that movement is for me.
When we finally...
It's like, have you seen the Family Guy episode when Stewie goes to the future?
Yes.
And he meets future Stewie.
Yes.
And he tries to talk Stewie through old Stewie with through having sex.
Oh my gosh.
But you're supposed to put your penis into her vagine.
Oh my gosh. Well, that would have helped. And
that
so
was
we
a good Stewie, by the way.
That was really good.
Side note, I was really hoping that for the third time he was gonna put the Batman symbol on the moon. That's what I wanted to happen so badly.
At least maybe Batman better be coming.
No, seriously, I was waiting for like Sexy Kitty to be like he puts on like
kitty ears or something
like,
and
oh, if he would have been a furry. That would have been
and people are into that. No. I've been a plushie. I've done it. Oh, no, not like that. But I've been in one. I don't know how that can be sexy.
Oh, in the SpongeBob.
You've been in one.
Yes.
So you don't understand how it's been.
Yeah. And the SpongeBob thing, what a hot mess. I had to share the costume with somebody. And literally, the guy inside the costume before me was smoking a cigarette. And smoke was coming out the eyes.
Oh, my God.
It was like literally like the barrel of the bucket. But anyway, so the second time we tried to have sex... I called my mom and I'm like, Vivian, guess what? I think it's going to be round two. And she goes, my mom goes, well, I don't know about you, but I would just turn off that damn lamp. And I go, all right. She goes,
moon isn't full all the time.
I know. My mom is just like, I don't know how that can be attractive listening to a damn womb. It's like somebody's getting pregnant. And I'm like, okay, mother, that's fantastic. So she's like, well, keep your father and I posted. I'm like, all right, sounds good. So
Dean, she's going to try again.
My dad's like, all right, mother, all right. I'm going to go have a cigarette. Let me know how it turns out. I'm like, all right, they're on to the second pot roast. So like, whatever. So we tried to do it. And it was okay, but long story short, really short. I remember laying there going,
"Really short." Oh,
what is something happening? I'm not that blown out. And then I remember I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was trying to explain it. She's like, "Well, what did?" She goes, "Well, what did it feel like?" I said, "It kind of felt like a carrot," but I've never had a carrot down there before, so I just don't know.
Like a baby carrot?
Like a nub carrot,
or like one of the like stew carrots, just with the little tiny end.
Oh no, like kind of like a stewed carrot, sort of that was already in the pot roast for several hours, and you're like, "Oh, I should have put it on low."
Your mom said,
high.
"There's pot roast."
Exactly. So I know what carrots look like. I just never had one down there. But yeah, so that
me
was
neither.
A special kitty. Yeah, so a special kitty. But he was just amazing. But he just, yes. And he actually, if you wanted the
so
end.
Happy.
It's happy kitty, Chelsea. Happy kitty. Ah! And my dad and I still do that. Like, I'll sit there and go, Homer. I call my dad Homer sometimes. I'll go, Homer. I'll say something. He'll go, Angie. Happy kitty, that's for you. And I'm like, oh, thanks, Dad.
When your dating life can become a series of inside jokes for your family.
It is.
At least something good came out.
Right. Absolutely. That's why my mom's always like, oh, like we have these little inside jokes like with special kitty. And then she'll sit there and go, yeah, like that damn cocaine Bob. All right. You know, and then we talk about, you know, Kane. It's funny. Yeah, there you go. Okay. So, yeah, so I mean, they become inside jokes, but yeah. But how we actually, Special Kitty and I broke up was I was actually, this is funny, 1 o'clock in the morning, I was in Grand Rapids setting up setting up the Grand Rapids Auto Show after Detroit. I was tired. I was like, I'm over it. I was exhausted. And I just happened to be on Facebook, because sometimes you go on Facebook because I'm not on there doing stuff and posting my food and like, hey, look at my selfie.
Yeah,
I don't have a smartphone, so I don't care. But I go on there to see like the stupid like jibber jabber, you know, like whatever.
It's
and
a
I go,
political right. season.
Yeah, and I say, oh yeah, look at that, that's funny. You know, Donald Trump, blah blah blah, right. Hillary. Da, da. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of funny. You know, ha ha ha. And so I was on there and I looked and his status, his special kitty's relationship status, went from in a relationship to it's complicated to single. All within like a 5-minute time.
Like while you were watching.
Yes. And I was like, oh shit. What? And so I text him and I said, hey, dude, looks like we're not together. Ha, ha, ha. Because if we're not together on Facebook, I guess we're not together. Right? Question mark. And it was a joke.
Right.
little did I know, he was out on a date with a, a young Asian girl, which he's attracted to. There's nothing wrong with that, but that's not just, me. Just be honest.
Right.
And I found out he was, dating this girl. He had been cheating on me. And my mom was like, I told you, I knew that special kid. He was up to no good. He's like a damn cat in heat. There you go. Yep. So there you go. So, and then I called him.
Maybe the tiny little Asian girls were okay with the baby carrot.
Exactly. And they're small, whatever. Right. You know, and so he called me the next morning and he was like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean for it to come out like that. And I go, dude, you didn't mean for it to come out like that. You put it on a social media website.
Right.
That you went from in a relationship to it's complicated to single.
Like,
so what
did this girl say to you?
Yeah, what's up?
To make you switch it from one to the next.
Yeah, what's up with this
gig? What does the other girl think about this?
Yeah, and I was like, really, dude? Like, what? And then I had a couple of text messages from his friends. They're like, dude, yeah, we just knew it wasn't going to work out. But, if you're up for it, I'd like to take you out for drinks. I'm like, his friend's hitting on me now. And his friend was actually kind of hot. But at that point, I was just over it. But it was just, so that's how Special Kitty and I broke up. Oh, snap. Yay. That's my special kitty story.
That is an award-winning playwright. That just took us to real life.
Amazing.
I seriously
I said it before the episode started.
Yes, he did.
I'm saying it again.
Yes.
This is my favorite episode.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. So good.
I'm glad I could bring such joy out of my misery.
What time do we have? How much time do we have?
It's been an hour.
The nice part about me owning the studio is I really don't give a shit.
So
okay,
there you go. Fantastic.
Steve,
we love you. Thanks.
I love
you. No, we love you.
No, we love you. Angie, this is the least we've had to work ever.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, there you go.
I literally sat back here and took notes, looked at Dave for an explanation. I'm like,
Dave's like, I got nothing. I'm pulling out.
Making notes of things to look up on Urban Dictionary later.
Yeah, urban slang.
No, I just asked, I have black friends, so I just asked them.
I don't need that website.
No, but I figured after you ask the first two and you get the answers and you see the looks on their faces, you might not ask anymore.
And so there you go.
At the last meeting, we had to quit saying Felicia because someone broke the code.
Nobody's going to tell you. Everybody, you're going to ask. You're going to be like, hey, somebody said this. What does it mean? And they're literally going to look at you and then be like, I'm gonna pray for you. I don't know why you want to know that. Like, and you're going to be like, wait, I just want to know.
What's a cephalophagus?
Listen. Once again, it's on my three pages of notes.
Well,
you know, before we get going, we're gonna jump to our next segment, which we want you to stick around for because you're
hilarious.
No, it's hilarious. I'm hanging out. I'll be
right now, we're gonna do some first impressions.
Ooh, what's that?
Hey, I'm glad you asked.
Oh, hey.
First impressions are, I've dwindled it down to...
She is on a plethora.
I am on a plethora of dating sites. Eight dating sites.
Are they good? I really want to do that.
You're going to find out.
You're going to hear some great ones today.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm actually currently in a conversation with someone. But the point is, people send you the craziest things.
I've seen them. Yeah, yes. I've seen what you've written. Yep.
I put them on my Facebook as well. So there's this current guy that I'm talking to. His name is...
Is he hot?
His picture is okay.
But is it really him? We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. His name's Christoph.
Sorry.
His name's
Christoph. No, she's picked guys because their pets were cute.
They look like their pets. They look like their pets.
And then they don't even have a dog.
Oh, see, usually if you're... I'm like, I kind of look like Puggy. Puggy's butt. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like,
I'll have to see a picture.
His butt is adorable. I just scratch it. Anyway, go ahead.
So this all just happened right before the show started. This guy goes, hey, and I'm like, hi, how's it going? And then he's like, what's up, cutie? And I'm like, okay, you didn't answer the question.
Right?
All right. So I'm like, not much. What's up with you? And then he goes, just got off. About to go for a run to blow off some stress. Now.
Got off what? Did
Thank
he get
you.
Off on porn?
Thank
Did
you.
He get off
so
on
the good girl
I say,
assumed work? But so then I was like, he should have phrased
that's
that
what
part.
I'm saying. So then I say, just got off work? And then he goes, yes? Which I'm with a question mark, which makes me kind of think that he's like, I mean, I was pretty clear, and now you're making me say, like, I don't know, he could be like, yes.
That's
why
the
would
problem
you think
with
it's
text.
Something else?
I would have hit him with the Archer phrasing gif.
Yeah.
Wow.
So then I'm like, well, enjoy your run. You know, how far do you usually go? And then he just responded with, can probably go up to 35 or 40 minutes. And I'm like, I don't think we're talking about the same things.
Well, you know what? Well, you were thinking miles, and he's thinking time.
See, that's what I thought as well.
But is he talking about time for his run, or is he talking about time?
Oh, I, you know what? I, judging from what he said with the work question mark, he seems like he's a straight shooter.
Okay.
So it seems to me, when you say, oh, how far can you go? He's probably thinking, 45 minutes. Now, to me, I run, that would be 3 to 4 miles.
Right.
So, but it depends on how my leg is. Right. I don't know how old he is, how the hip is or whatever. So he sounds like he's kind of a straight shooter.
That's, I like again, it. That's my first impression.
Look at this. I love this. All right. Okay. So let me, because that was an actual active conversation. So I had to go to the site. So let me go back to the, let me go back to the other stuff, because I screenshot when it's crazy.
That's, I love screenshotting stuff, but I do it on my computer because I don't have a smartphone.
Did I say all these? Did I say the pineapple last week? I can't remember.
The pineapple.
Pineapple.
Oh, the pineapple.
Oh, this, yeah. This guy sent me one that said, "If you were a fruit, you'd be a pineapple."
Take a bite out of that one, folks. Wait, I love the look on your face over there. You're just like, this
no,
is a mess.
Dave, you'll be so proud of me. I responded, okay? So this is what I said. I went, well, if you were a fruit, you'd be an unorange inal. Get it? Because I've heard that line before.
I don't get it.
Like, orange in the middle?
Unoriginal.
Unorange. Unoriginal.
I once had a friend. I almost had a friend literally punch me in a bar because he tried the stupid baby. If I could rearrange the letters of the alphabet, I would put you and I together.
I had a guy.
And I literally, I couldn't help it. I spun and went, dude, if she falls for that crap, I'm gonna put Y.
Yeah.
She starts laughing and walks away, and he he was not amused.
So a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, I told you guys how my latest question that I send out there is smooth or crunchy peanut butter, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yes. So I get a response from this guy later.
What was his name?
His name was Keanu.
Woo!
And
like it.
And I get this message and it doesn't make sense to me, but then I click on it and realize that I'm an idiot and it's totally my fault. So all I get from him is, aren't those the same? I read back what I sent him. I said, hi, first, a very important question. Smooth or creamy peanut butter? aren't those the same? And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, yes they are. I think it's clear which kind I like.
Oh my gosh. That reminds me, like, in college, to make sure, like, the kids were underage drinking in the dorms. When you come in and they were drunk, they would ask you, is Mickey Mouse a dog or a cat? And they'd be like, cat.
See, I know I've had too much to drink when I start ordering Dewars and Scotch.
What?
Oh, that is funny.
Instead, when I go from Dewars and soda or Scotch and soda, and I go, when I start ordering a Dewars and Scotch, it's time for me to be all done.
Yeah.
Things have gone down. Next guy, his name is Kel.
Okay.
And he sent me a message. He's 37. He lived, and I'm totally going to blast the city because who cares, right? He's from Washington, Michigan.
Ooh,
And this is a website that gives me a percentage. It says 77% match, right?
Oh.
So his message he sends me is, you have a very nice profile and pictures. How are you today? Seems nice, right? So I click on his profile.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get the freak.
Oh. He's 37. He's 6'1".
Allegedly.
It's a guy standing in the picture with cat ears.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a full moon.
He's a Catholic. He does all this stuff. Great, great, great. Go to his summary. I'll be honest with you guys, but please don't judge me. I'm a married man that is looking for a nice girl
perfect
to be friends with and more. I'm sure there's a girl like me that's missing intimacy in her life. I don't have pictures for obvious reasons, but I don't mind sharing if you ask for it.
Dumb.
Meet for lunch or a drink. See if there's chemistry. Let's go from there.
He's a monkey. He's a monkey. What did
I
say?
You like pina coladas.
So mad, man.
But what was I saying before the show started? I was talking about there's married men. And I've told you that. I think I've told you this before. Married men that date women. Married men that have like a mistress. They're called my sister and I, we named them. They're monkeys. And then when the mistress starts going out on dates, then they get angry and they fling poo.
Did nobody watch The Sopranos? We all knew that.
Yeah. So they start flinging poo and there's a lot of monkeys out there, boy. And if you don't, I mean, honestly, being totally honest, that actually something like that would probably work for me. Because I'm gone all the time. I'd rather just spend time with my family. I don't want to deal with your commitments a lot of times. I could see how that could work for some people.
I'll send you his message.
Yeah, no, but But I want nothing to do right. with it. I'm single, and to be honest, like my dad said, I don't think so, kid. So, you know, but I could see how that could work for some people. But
okay, so I have three more, but they're very quick.
Okay.
So no, I good. Got in this week, I got three super cheesy pickup lines, and we're going to rapid fire them.
I love those.
All right, this guy's name was Keenan. Even if there wasn't gravity on Earth, I'd still fall for you.
Yes. That's awesome.
That's not how physics works.
Are you an astronaut? Because your body is out of this world.
Yeah.
We've got, oh gosh.
Are you a map of the southern United States? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Oh my gosh.
Kelvin, did we do that one? Yeah, I think. You should sell hot dogs because you already know how to make a wiener stand.
Yes! Oh my gosh, who is that guy? I want his number.
That's kind of amazing.
Dude, he knows how to roll. You know what I mean? Hey, Chelsea, I'd eat that out of the bun. Yeah, yeah. Remember? Inside joke. Oh,
yes.
Remember?
Yes.
He knows, man. He knows the bun.
You already know how to make a weird. That's amazing. Yeah.
That guy's solid.
Oh, yeah.
That is solid right there. If you don't go for that, I'm going to be honest with you, kid. That's what's out there.
At your age, that's what's out there.
At your age, I'm going to be honest, that's what's out there.
That's why I pray. Yep. That's why I pray. Just send
Chelsea,
no distraction.
Be happy he's got a wiener at that age.
Well, a working one.
And he knows what to do with it. Edit. Hashtag edit.
Hashtag edit Dave.
Edit Dave.
Okay, I have one guy who sent me two, like
ooh,
rapid
ooh,
succession.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
What was his name? I'm gonna steal Kareem because I really liked it.
What do you like?
Kareem.
Yeah, yeah.
We talked about it in the beginning of the show.
Okay.
Do you have a Band-Aid? I hurt my knee when I fell for you.
Ha!
And then the next one is, your lips look lonely. Would they like to meet mine? No, my favorite is I really genuinely think he probably meant to send that to the next girl. Like, but he just didn't exit out of the thing, so he just sent me two.
I feel like that is
I'm still
awesome.
Going to go with bachelor number two.
I'm going to
go wiener stand.
Yeah.
Deserves a response.
I will respond to him. I will send him a response.
I'm going to be honest. That guy.
That's what's out there.
That's why the Lord is just going to send the right one. He's going to get through with all this crap.
I know.
And your response should be yes, and it comes complete with condom. .. Wait
men.
For it.
Men. Men.
I like it. With relish. Mwah. Yep.
That's for like you.
That's for you.
That's what threw me off.
Oh, snap.
Snap.
Are you ready for part two?
And he'd fix his glasses. Oh, snap. And then he'd do this. Hey, babe. And he'd like stick his fingers up almost like a T-Rex. Like a babe. Yeah, just, hey. You ready? Ready?
Milton.
Like everything he was saying was in air quotes?
Everything. Hey, ready? Ready? Let's go. You ready? Get in the car.
You want to come over on the bed? You come here to me.
Sit here.
Yeah, like a puppy or a child.
Yeah.
That
I know.
So interesting.
But like I
How
said.
How does he get anything done? Like, can you imagine him at his job? Like, well,
I've seen him at his job.
Oh, wow.
And he is, he's an IT guy. And that's why I said,
Did you turn it on and off?
No, there's not a surprise.
When he's on, I'm telling you, at work, like I've seen him at work, he is absolutely amazing at what he does.
I believe it.
Amazing.
It's just, that's his thing.
And this is nothing against you, Dave, because you get it. Because this is a personality thing for you. But for him, being an IT person, basically, it requires no personality,
right. Yeah.
And
right.
He is focused. I mean, literally, he would get a six-pack of beer, sit there, and order stuff from Apple. He'd get a new computer every year, and he would just really enjoy taking a computer apart and putting it back together
yeah.
and like, you know, in a six-pack of beer. That was, like, his thing. And he would just sit there and drink and be like, oh, this
Happy
is...
Happy kitty.
Oh, yeah. He'd be like, I put together a computer.
I've heard of an awkward turtle.
Oh, look at that.
Awkward turtle.
Yeah.
Oh.
My one friend, Kendra, she was just like, when it would get really weird, she had a friend that would just go, like, you know, it's time to go. And I was like,
oh, that is so cute.
I was like, what is this? She's like, awkward turtle? Oh, like, I've never heard of that before.
I love that. This one guy I was was trying to date. I just found out that he likes turtles. I tried to date him, but he's too far, and it probably isn't going to work. But yeah,
he's like a Michelangelo, and I'm more of a Leonardo.
Geographically undesirable.
She likes me.
He's, you know, that's the thing. Because I'm gone so much. He's like this one guy that I've known for almost 10 years. I really, really like him. And it always starts off really strong. Like, yeah, I'll text you. Yeah, I'll call you. Blah, 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 blah. Sounds good. Sounds good. And then, you know, the first day, hey, I hope you have a great day at work. Yeah, you too. Hope it sounds great. Fantastic. I'll call you tonight. Okay, good.
Meow.
Nothing. And then the next day, hey, sorry, I got caught up at work. Hey, it's okay. Don't worry about it. I had 3 dogs in my car that I was going to take to the animal rescue.
Happens.
Blah, 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 blah. Next day, I promise I'll call you tonight. Literally nothing. And then by the end of the week, it's like, hey, I hope you have a good weekend. Yeah, you too. All right, cool. See you later. Yep. And then that's it.
You remind me of, what's his face?
You remind me of
And I hope this doesn't happen. That I once knew.
What was the movie?
I need to know more songs.
With George Clooney, Up in the Air. Was that what it was called?
I've never seen it, but my mom said,
in
Angie,
air,
I'm so
in
worried.
In the Air, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think it's Up in the Air, but my mom was like, Angie, that George Clooney guy reminded me of you because
yeah,
I just don't want you to end up like that, having a million miler card. And I'm like,
oh, no, well, see, he didn't come
I'd
off
like
as
that.
No,
I like
but
a million miler card.
I want my name on a plane.
No, oh, my God. No, he traveled a lot for work.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but then he finally, like, met this really nice lady. Now, I hope the conclusion never happens to you.
Right. I heard about it. And then it's
it
like,
shady.
Oh, wah, wah. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know. I heard
this
about it.
This is called Up in the Air.
My mom,
thank
I will
you.
Say this. Thank you. My mom, I will say this, and then I know we're short on time.
No,
whatever. But my mom actually told
Dave
me one time.
Dave already said we're good.
My mom
it was
told
3 hours
time,
long.
Well, it's because we have to edit so much. That's why Dave's like, well.
It was a half an hour.
We need like 6 hours
of content.
With
this show, it'll be like watching Fast Times at Ridgemont High on Channel 4.
Yes, yes.
I haven't
it's
seen
like 40 minutes.
He's like, we need 6 hours of content for 30 seconds.
Exactly. How did this
it's
be?
It's not going to happen.
18 minutes long.
What happened? I know. No, my mom, I remember 1 year, I forget. Oh, this was Bill, the babushka guy. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
That you guys weren't here for that.
It's in my notes. It's in my notes.
Stop loving it.
It's in my notes.
That was.
Bird.
Oh, bless you, Dave. Yeah, so it was, yeah, it was like a Bill thing or whatever. And I remember my mom just said, Angie, I remember when you were getting out of college, I still think you would have been so great at being a physical therapist. And I'm like, oh, well, thanks, Mom. You know, because I was actually, I went to school. I ended up teaching some acting. I taught some, like, interpersonal communications classes and whatever. And I'm like, well, that's cool, Mom. You know, she's like, because you would be so patient. And I'm going to be honest. I could just see you just, you know, giving some kind of physical exercises to, you know, a paraplegic and just falling in love with them. That's what I want for you, Angie.
Oh, my God, that's
I would
movie
love,
that just came out.
I know. And she goes, I would just love for you to fall in love with a paraplegic. I think that that would just be so perfect for you because you would just not care if they have legs or even a brain. So when me before you.
So basically
you,
your mom wants you to be an after-school special.
Yes.
No,
so,
have you
no,
seen,
me
what
before
is the name
you.
Of that? Me
and
before
when it
you.
Came
yes.
out, when it came
oh,
out,
my God.
My mom called me. And the Vivian was like, Angie, because we always go see the chick flicks together.
Right?
And then my dad always comes because he's like, well, Peggy, I want to go out for dinner. All right, Dean, come along.
Well, you got to go
so
to the
then,
movie.
And so you got to go to the movie first. So we'll go to the movie, then we'll go to Applebee's. Ding. Nice product placement. And
future
so,
sponsor.
And I just kind of throw it out there for fun. But anyway, so we'd go see these chick flicks, and we'd
right.
go to Applebee's and discuss the film. So my mom was like, Angie, we got to go, blah, blah, blah. So we went, and we were sitting there, and then the film ended, and I'm crying. I'm
oh,
like,
yeah. It's terribly sad.
He died, and it was so hot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It didn't matter if he didn't have legs. He had a mouth. You know, and my mom was just like, Angie, calm down. And then we were sitting there, we were eating our hamburgers at Applebee's, and she was like, Angie, see, that's all I've ever wanted for you. And I just looked at my mom, and I texted my ex-boyfriend at the time, and I was like, my mom thinks a paraplegic would be better than you. And he was like, and his reply back
what's
was,
what's a fire and why does it, what's the word, burn?
Yep. And his reply back was, I could see why.
Oh my God.
Okay, and my mom is not impressed with anybody. Even when I dated Special Kitty, she was like, well, I've seen what's out there, and I haven't met that damn Special Kitty, but I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not impressed. So she's not impressed with anybody. So now
I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm going to be honest with you. That's what's
Are
out there,
you?
And I'm not
Are
impressed
you?
With any of it.
The day
know?
She goes, you know what? I'm going to lie to you. You're going to be like,
What? Really?
Just I think it's what you need to hear.
I even told her before about my job. I'm like, Mom, I feel like maybe I should quit. Maybe I'm just, I, you know, I've been doing this for like 12 years or whatever. What do you think? Well, I don't know. What do you want to do? Well, I want to be happy. You girls. Happy? Well, what is that? And I said, well, do you think I should quit? Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Angie. Yes, Mom? I think you should just stay at that damn job because nothing's going to make you happy at this point. Okay.
Have you ever written a one-woman show about you being your mother?
No, but I thought about doing it because my mother's amazing.
Because it's
no, you my mother's should, and amazing. Literally just call it the Vivian.
I thought about right. it.
You
my
have
mom
had
is amazing.
Me in tears. This
but my mom is fantastic, and she'll just sit there and she's like, "Well, I'm not impressed." And oh my gosh, you should see us working on. Oh, I'm so sorry. I know our time.
No, you're fine.
But we need more. I'm sorry.
You're the only person we've ever been like. No, you.
I'm like just scrambling on. But no, just like we were working at my house.
Right.
You know. Kind of, you know.
Yeah.
But we're working at my house, and she's sitting there. And my father and I are out, like, in this field area, and we're just digging stuff up, and we're hot and sweaty. And my mom's sitting over on the hill smoking a cigarette. And my dad's, I'm telling you this story just so you understand, the Vivian. Like, her name is Margaret, but I started calling her Vivian. I'll tell you why in a minute. I'll make it quick. But then she became so infamous, it became the Vivian.
Right.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Because she wasn't just Vivian. She was like, shit, dude, she's the Vivian. Like, she's keeping it real, you know? So people would be like, how's that Vivian going? Oh, the Vivian's good, you know? So the Vivian's over there smoking a cigarette on the hill, and she's like, Dean, you're huffing and puffing. This shouldn't be hard work for you. And he's sitting there, he's like, well, Peggy, it's 97 degrees out, and I'm just sweating. Well, then take a break. All right. Puts the shovel down. What are you doing? Well, I'm taking a break. No. I told you take a break when you need it. You don't need no damn break. Get in there. You still have a bunch of rows I need you to do. And then she looks at me and she goes, well, I feel bad just sitting up here smoking on the hill telling you guys what to do. But if I don't tell you what to do, nobody will. And I'm like, all right. And I sit there, and now my dad and I, whenever we work at the house, I'm like, you know, the Vivian's going to tell us, you know, when we can take a break. She's like, oh, I know, I love your mother, but I don't know. Like, I know, that's my Vivian. Yeah, so she's amazing. And it's funny because people that I've dated, I remember a guy that I dated years ago. Also,
what was his name?
Oh, wow. We're going to call him Kimball.
Ooh, I like it.
Ooh.
Kimball. Totally. Actually, that fits him. And he's very well known in the – another guy very well known in the area. He actually was one of my
– big in the piano industry.
And very big.
Nice.
He was – yeah. Yes.
Kimball, it's a brand of piano.
Yeah. And see, that's why it fits him because he was very big. He was a very robust gentleman.
Huh?
Very, very portly in a sense. I helped him lose some weight, though. Bless his heart.
Look at you. See, she just
And
makes...
even then – he was a project. But even then, back in the day, he would sit there and be like, so – Vivian ever ask about me? Like, no, my mother does not ask about you. And then we broke up. And then I was working for him and I was doing stuff for him. And we were just talking, just bullshitting. And he looked at me and he goes, so how are your parents? Like, oh, they're fine. How's Vivian? Vivian's fine. Does she ever ask about me? I'm like, last time we talked, that's what you asked me about. That was like 6 years ago. Why do you care about what my mother thinks of you? I don't know.
They
want to
know if they have a chance.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know. I always felt like I needed her respect. My mother is like, I'm the tallest one in my family, and I'm 5'2", and I'm the tallest one in my family. I'm taller than my dad. I'm taller than my mom. I'm taller than my sister. I kid you not. So when you look at my mom, the Vivian is like 2 inches shorter than me, doesn't wear a bra, smokes a cigarette, has her hair up in a beanie, and wears really tall hunter boots if we work on the property. And she sits there, and she looks like she's got these little scrawny SpongeBob SquarePants legs sticking out, and her boots are down to her, you know, stomach, and she'll sit there, and she'll just go, well, I'm not going to put on no damn bra. I'm out here. I don't care who sees me. The hell with them. If they want to look, they can look for all I care. That's fantastic.
Do you know what I love about you? Like, seriously, people walk around like Home Depot and they pick up projects for their
house. Yeah, I pick up people.
But you, like, that's what you would do on a dating site. You'd be like,
I'd be like, oh, dude, he's homeless. He's on meth.
I can.
He goes to the methadone.
The crap out of that.
I can.
You know what?
Haul.
I can flip that in like 30 days.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Well,
subway tile and a farm
into something
thing.
That somebody else will want.
Well, you know, rehab addict. There
Once you're good, I'm no longer interested.
No. Well, and it was funny because when I worked on Kimball, after he lost like 70 pounds,
wow,
he actually dumped me for somebody he met on a dating website. Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
Unhappy kitty.
Karma. Yeah, that so, one's for you.
Yeah. So that was, karma. Yeah, karma. Bam. That's
karma's
okay,
only a bitch if you are.
But that's so funny because he's like, what does your mom think about me? I have an ex that would always ask about my mom. I'm just like, she never liked you. She doesn't
like you.
She
never will.
And, right. She won't in the future. Like, it's funny because at church, we had a pastor preach about Lodabar, and he was talking about how he took his kids to the hood. He's like, hey, this is the house where I grew up. This is Lodabar. This is where I'm from. We ain't ever going back here. So then, ran into dude last week, goes, hey, I go, Lodabar!
Oh, man.
That's where I'm from. Stay over there.
On the other side.
Yep. Instead of just, we'll make you a show. Instead of like flip this house, it'll be like fix this man.
Yeah, well, like I said, rehab addict, that's me. Hey. I actually started writing a play, amazingly enough, which is so stupid. But you know, I was working on
this
one play.
Not stupid.
I was working on this one play that's like got meaning. Because I wrote Myth of Spiders, that it's really important to me, and it's like heartwarming, and then there's like real whatever about love. And I wrote this really cool thing about cheesecake. Can I just share it?
You better talk about it.
It's actually like a serious thing, but it's...
No, go for it.
It's when I talk about...
I'm serious about cheesecake.
Thank you. It's not my favorite cake, though. It's not my favorite cake.
But I respect it.
Well, let's get cheesecake, not actually cake.
Right.
Correct.
Be clear,
correct.
Yes. Cheesecake is its own genus and species.
It is.
It's its own scenario.
Like a koala bear is not a bear.
No. Right.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it still has the name bear.
Have you seen that meme? I'm like an animal in bed, specifically a koala. I could sleep for like 20 hours.
Well, I bet your special kitty could find you a planetary system that would help you sleep just fine.
That's for you. 20 hours.
That is for you.
The stars are for me, he said.
I know. See, and he gave me the moon and the stars all
That's
in one night.
The line he used.
Oh my gosh, that would have been fantastic.
That's what it
Why
was.
Why wasn't he smart enough to say that?
That man or moon and the stars. We gave him so many alternate endings.
Why
I'm sorry.
Wasn't he smart enough to say that? Angie,
Sad
I gave her the moon.
Freaking kitty.
I gave you the moon and the stars tonight. God, that would have been so good.
Stars in the sky.
That would have been so
I'll
good.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
I swear.
I swear.
Like a shadow.
Oh, I don't know
that's
words.
Why you're beside.
It's
the
I'll be there. For better or worse.
Better and worse.
To get to us part. I love you with
I knew that part. Yeah,
Dave
yeah.
is a dad at his daughter's sleepover right now.
Dave is a dad whose daughter convinced her to take like six friends to the drive-in.
Yes!
And you're all sitting in the car, and he's like, what movies are we watching?
And we're drinking regular Coke. And he's like, dude, I knew I should have brought a juice box. This is bad.
Flask. The word you're looking for is flask.
You go back from that drive-in, your wife's like, how'd it go? And you're like, Brandon also likes Jenny. It's a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
I do the daddy-daughter dance thing.
Oh!
But let's be real, it's no different for the dads. It is no different than any other night out. Because
what winds up happening is you get left within five minutes,
here's my shoes, here's my sweater, I'm out.
Really?
And then you're standing around with all the other guys going, that's mine.
That's mine over there. I made her.
That's mine.
I made that one.
How old's your daughter? Do you have
nine.
Nine? One daughter, two daughters?
One daughter, one son.
Oh, wow.
Daughter nine, thinks she's 29.
Of course.
And son is about to be seven, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so my daughter's at the age where, and this will not translate well to radio, but she does the whole, like, holds her finger up, and her thing is, Dad, actually...
She's correct. Let me point out a mistake.
Yeah, she's like, Dad,
it's right there.
Actually, and I want to break her little effing finger off.
Yeah. Oh no, no.
But like there was, and I'll show you pictures because the worst part is they both like I couldn't deny them if I wanted to.
Right.
Yeah.
And
they look exactly like
the,
you.
The genetics and the force are strong.
Yeah.
With both of them, they are the most sarcastic little wise asses you will ever meet in your life. To the point where
you're like, what have I done?
Oh no, driving around one night, and my daughter. And this was like 3 weeks ago, just burned me. I mean, she passed
you out.
Dude, she
afterwards.
Even set me up. Dude, she set me up for it. I walked right into it, and then she
you aloe.
It was like set spike and just took me
she's
out.
Like, how's that sand
and
in your
I'm like,
teeth?
And I'm sitting there, and like under my breath, I'm like, you mother. My wife just calmly reaches over, puts the because we're driving or I'm
yeah,
driving,
right. yeah.
Puts the little windshield visor thing down, opens up the mirror thing, and she said, "Do you see?" And like. She was like, "You really can't be mad." Like, yeah,
it's so funny.
Yeah,
shout out to your wife. That's awesome.
Shout out to your wife.
I swear,
though,
girls, we get the we totally get the like you know, 13 going on 30.
Yeah, yeah.
Like no, my niece, I love her to pieces. She's two. She's literally two.
Oh my gosh!
And
yeah,
when I get ready for work, I love her so much. When I get ready for work, we share the same birthday. When she turns 21, it's gonna be my 50th, and I'm so excited.
Thanks, like, I'll be 51, wow. Chels. Thank you.
I'll be 65, we'll be but I'll look really good.
Yeah, you're gonna look like a banging 39.
Yeah, so we go through, and she watches me put my makeup on for work, and she doesn't say makeup because she's two, and she says, so she calls it Nobu. So nobody else knows this because it's just me and her that she
That's
calls
a great
makeup.
Sushi restaurant.
She calls, yeah,
That's
right.
Cute, though.
So she'll walk up to people when they're putting
it's
on
all you
makeup.
How you, disagree with
and
your
she'll just be like, Nobu, Nobu, like I want Nobu, please. And I'm like, no, sweetie, that's their makeup. And they're like, is that what she's saying? She said it for like weeks now. But like, I was leaving for work today and she like saw me putting on my little lip gloss and she's like, Nobu, please. Nobu. So I put the little lip gloss on her. My brother's like, she's two. And I'm like, and looks amazing.
Yeah. And the color fit her so well.
But so I am like, she's so funny because after you do it, she looks it and she calls Grandpa Puckow. And so she'll be like, Puckow, I pretty? And I'm like, you're so pretty.
I'm sorry. Dave took me out. Because he said no booty. What did you say, Dave?
I said, that's also how you disagree with someone you're in a relationship with.
I said,
no boo.
Oh! And I heard that in the corner.
No, but
I needed to explain my random ha when you're like, no, that's how she says makeup and lip gloss isn't funny. Like,
that's cute.
Oh my god. All right.
Oh my gosh.
If I disagree, it's never Nobu. It's like, no, you don't get the syringe. You don't.
Oh my god.
You don't get the needle in the arm. You want a lifestyle change? Just put the needle in your arm and walk away. So, yeah. I know. That's part of the dark humor of one of the other guys I dated.
God.
One day I'll tell you all about that.
Father in heaven, we pray. Anyone can
Lord
be delivered.
Knows. Angie, I know.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
for having me.
I am not kidding. We've had so much fun. Dave,
thanks
did you have fun?
Oh, this has been amazing.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave. Seriously. Thanks for having me.
Angie, I mean, I'm not kidding. Come back anytime.
Ditto.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, whenever anytime. You want me.
Can
let
I
me
second
know.
That?
Yeah.
Dave, do you want to?
Hashtag edit Dave.
Hashtag edit Dave.
Dave's like, she makes my job so hard.
You thought I was bad.
Oh, wait, you were serious about all those?
No.
Because I was
editing none of
that.
Yeah, I have the timestamps.
I have no doubt she does. She's very organized, that one over there.
That's right. Pages 1 and 2 are timestamps. Pages 3 through 7 are things to look up.
I know. And I felt prepared because I brought some sticky notes. Right? You know, she's got like timestamps.
Look
at,
no, she brought us like chocolate covered popcorn.
I did.
And
brownies
vegan
were
brownies.
Amazing.
We literally ate them while you were talking.
That's good. I like that.
So,
I ate some too. So,
right?
First time edit is at 32 seconds.
Wow.
The first edit was 6 minutes before you hit record.
Right? No, that's real, though.
Yeah, the struggle's real for Dave over there.
So once
Sorry,
again,
Dave.
The biggest thanks to the Robert J. Pickering award-winning playwright.
Award-winning!
And so sweet of you.
You can listen to the first act on YouTube.
Yep, on YouTube.
What?
Give
us the link and we'll post it.
And actually, they did post it, Branch County.
Nice.
Community theaters. They actually did it, and they have the entire...
They did. That is true. Yeah,
they produced it, so they have the entire show up on YouTube
fantastic.
As well. So if you did if you did search, because Google's whatever.
You're fine.
But if you did trademark Google, ha, 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 or search on YouTube...
It's like
there.
Kleenex. It's
yeah.
It's
I know. Exactly. You know. I know. But honestly, this sounds so stupid. I was working, doing a gig for some people at work, and you can't say styrofoam,
right?
Like legally, I can't say styrofoam at work. I have to say Oh my gosh, I got to think of the word. It's something
polycarbon hydronate chain material.
Nope. It's something like
foam like substance.
It foam is in there, but it's something like enhanced foam insertion product.
Oh god.
And you automatically think of
there's
like
a lot of clubs on 8 Mile.
I was going to say you automatically think of Lover's Lane.
Right.
You're like, dude, I
enhanced
a little
like,
a little bit true. Of plastic and a battery and you're set. You know what I mean?
No,
so I'm like that's
I don't
even
need
worse.
It. Don't need it.
Edit.
Goodness.
Edit.
Hashtag edit. But yeah, so you know, so that's just my
we'll send us the link. We'll be sure to post
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll post it so you can see everything. Cool. Well, I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single.
Okay, bye.
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 I'm single.
I'm single. I'm single. Why? You're so fabulous.
Yeah, I'm single. Ready to mingle. Yeah, I'm single. These are the reasons why.
This is a previously recorded episode.